This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at efficacy of systematic active conservative treatment for patients with severe sciatica, serum antioxidant vitamin levels in patients with coronary heart disease, and finally, a story about efficacy of exercise-based cardiac rehabilitation post-myocardial infarction. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Iglo. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 354, recorded April 20th, 2012. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat while in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglo, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A study in the April 1st issue of the journal Spine was posted to evaluate the efficacy of active conservative treatment and to compare two active conservative treatment programs for patients with severe sciatica. Reviews have demonstrated little or no efficacy for passive conservative treatment modalities in patients suffering from sciatica. The results for surgery are conflicting. Cohort studies have shown excellent results for active treatment modalities in patients with sciatica. 181 consecutive patients with radicular pain below the knee were examined at baseline, at 8 weeks, and at 1 year after the treatment. Participants were randomized into two groups. First, the symptom-guided exercise and information and advice to stay active group, and second, a sham exercises and information and advice to stay active group. Symptom-guided exercises consisted of a variety of back-related exercises given in accordance with a written algorithm in which symptoms or response to exercises determine the exercises given. The study concluded that active conservative treatment was effective for patients who had symptoms and clinical findings that would normally qualify them for surgery. Although participating patients had greater faith in the sham exercises before treatment, the symptom-guided exercises were superior for most outcomes. As always, discuss all back and leg-related issues with your qualified chiropractor. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. The aim of a study in the April 2011 issue of the International Journal for Vitamin and Nutritional Research was to investigate anthropometric measurements, body composition, and serum antioxidant vitamin levels in men with coronary heart disease, CHD. 35 men with CHD and 31 men without coronary heart disease, aged 40 to 65, were included in this study. Dietary records and anthropometric measurements of each participant were recorded by researchers, and serum antioxidant vitamin levels and lipid profiles were analyzed. When the antioxidant vitamin intake of participants was investigated, vitamin E intake in men without CHD was found to be less than men with coronary heart disease. However, serum vitamin A, vitamin E, and vitamin C levels in men with coronary heart disease were found to be lower than in men without coronary heart disease. Based on the results of this study, the authors propose that high FM, low HDL-C, and low serum antioxidant vitamin levels could be important risk factors for CHD. As always, nutritional advice is conflicting. Discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. A study published on Medscape.com looked at how exercise-based cardiac rehabilitation, CR, remains an underused tool for secondary prevention post-myocardial infarction, MI. In part, this arises from uncertainty regarding the efficacy of cardiac rehabilitation, particularly with respect to reinfarction, where previous studies have failed to show a consistent benefit. The authors therefore undertook a meta-analysis of randomized control trials, RCTs, to first, estimate the effect of cardiac rehabilitation on cardiovascular outcomes, and second, examine the effect of cardiac rehabilitation programs' characteristics on the magnitude of cardiac rehabilitation benefits. The study concluded that exercise-based cardiac rehabilitation is associated with reductions in mortality and reinfarction post-MI. The author's secondary analysis suggests that even shorter cardiac rehabilitation programs may translate into improved long-term outcomes, although these results need to be confirmed in an RCT. Remember to discuss all exercise and heart-related recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Humor is an affirmation of dignity, a declaration of man's superiority to all that befalls him. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.
Back on the baby, you just might pick up my